C-SPAN is a private nonprofit network designed to give you gavel-to-gavel coverage of your national government, letting you see what goes on in Washington, D.C. in a neutral, unedited, unfiltered way.
And C-SPAN has no commercials. How does it get its funding?
It gets its funding, and that's probably the most frequently asked question. Where does C-SPAN get its money from? Since we don't have commercials, we are actually funded by the cable and satellite industry as a whole. It's a public service. They all get together. And if you get cable and satellite, you're funding C-SPAN.
What is the outlook like in the future for C-SPAN?
You know what? We're very we're a very lean organization to begin with. We have just over 262 employees, but we're available in 92 million homes. So we're doing a lot with what we have right now, different media platforms, and it looks good. It's a commitment by the industry to provide as public service, and it's more important than ever. So we're looking good, and despite the tough times.
And you're in the Tampa Bay area this weekend because of the Times Festival of Reading and also to promote this documentary competition you have. Tell our listeners about that.
Sure. I was just up the street at Blake High School earlier today talking about our C-SPAN Student Cam documentary contest. It's a national contest in which students can get their voices heard. They produce by producing a 6 to 8 minute video looking at two things. One, what is our nation's greatest strength? Or they can phrase it by what is our nation's biggest challenge. So they produce a video looking at these two issues using a little bit of C-SPAN video, 6 to 8 minutes, and looking at all points of view. So they do that. They're able to submit the documentary, and they're able to win cash prizes.
And if a student is interested in participating, where can they find out more and what are the qualifications?
Sure. They can go to studentcam.org or cspan.org and get to it through our main page. It has all the rules. They can even look at previous contest winners to get ideas. And being here in the Tampa area today, I've found that the students are very excited and very engaged in the issues that face our country today. So I'm looking forward to seeing some contestants from the area.